FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KM FM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
One in three babies born this year will go on to develop dementia in their lifetime, according to researchers. A charity claims there'll be a crisis unless there's more investment in new treatments. George McNamara is from the Alzheimer's Society. He says spending is tiny compared to the money going into cancer research.
Dementia still is a poorer cousin here, and we need to realign that in recognition of these figures, because if we don't, we are going to face a big crisis, not just in our NHS and social care, but right the way across society as a whole.
Meantime, a Kent woman's calling for younger people to be tested for dementia after being told she has just a few years to live. Lorianne Minahan from Lyd was diagnosed with a rare form of the condition in April, just a month after her 49th birthday. She's now written to the Prime Minister calling for more checks for people as young as 30 and says it could make a huge difference.
It took them 3 years to diagnose me, and as far as I'm concerned, that's 3 years of my life wasted, when 3 years I could have done what I want to do.
This is KMFM News.
A teenager's been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving following a crash near Canterbury. 19-year-old Emily Laker died when the car she was a passenger in came off Shollock Road and hit a tree last month. An 18-year-old from Tenham has been bailed until the 3rd of October whilst investigations continue. A hospital trust in Kent has been named the worst in the country for urgent cancer referrals. According to figures, more than a quarter of people referred by their GP weren't seen by a specialist in Medway within 14 days between April and June. Jason Brady from Blackwater Law handles clinical negligence claims in Kent.
Under NHS guidelines, trusts have a target to ensure at least 93% of patients urgently referred with suspected cancer are seen by a specialist within 14 days. According to statistics released by NHS England, Medway NHS Foundation Trust appears at present not to be meeting this target.
KMFM News.
A man's due in court later after a Kent pub was evacuated when a person was seen with what appeared to be a gun. Police were called to the Druids Arms on Earl Street in Maidstone on Saturday night. A 28-year-old from Ashford has been charged with possession of an imitation firearm. A man has been hit by his own car whilst changing a tyre on the Sheppey crossing. Emergency crews were called to the smash along the northbound carriageway at around 10 this morning. It's thought another car knocked into the man, who's now been taken to Medway Maritime Hospital to be treated for an ankle injury.
KMFM News.
Apple started removing hundreds of iPhone and iPad apps from its stores after the discovery of malicious software. They contain a code which can allow hackers to steal login details and read and write data on devices. So far, all the apps affected are aimed at the Chinese market. Sky's technology correspondent is Tom Cheshire.
It's only going to happen more and more. If you remember the days of PCs and antivirus software, everyone trying to get in at everyone's computers. Mobile hasn't had that to some extent, mainly because Apple controls it. But as it gets bigger, it might have more and more problems doing that.
And it's been confirmed Joanna Lumley will be unveiling a memorial to Gurkha soldiers in Kent next month. The TV star who's campaigned for Gurkha rights will join the First Lady of Nepal at a ceremony in the Folkestone Garden of Remembrance.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.com.
Motorsport in Kent's Shane Byrne still got it all to do if he wants to win a record fifth British Superbike title. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Isle of Sheppey rider could only manage fourth and fifth place finishes in the two races at Assen over the weekend. It means he remains second in the riders' standings but has slipped to 28 points behind leader Josh Brooks. Ice hockey and Kent's Invicta Dynamos have started the new season with a win. They beat Bracknell Hornets 7-4 at the Ice Bowl in Gillingham last night. They're next in action at home against London Raiders on Sunday in the Southern Cup. And in cricket, five Kent players have been included in the England women's performance squad for this winter. Captain Charlotte Edwards, Lydia Greenway and Laura Marsh keep their places after playing in the Ashes this summer. Tammy Beaumont and Tash Farrant are also included for preparations ahead of a tour to South Africa next February.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.